Ottawa. Nova Scotia Power says there were no issues delaying American power crews from crossing the border to help repair the electrical grid from the devastation of Hurricane Fiona. On Sunday, the utility company and Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston had both said an issue related to the controversial arrive CanApp was delaying power crews from crossing into Canada. Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos said this morning that the order making the app mandatory and requiring that foreign citizens be vaccinated to come to Canada will expire on Friday. Power crews helping to restore electricity are considered essential workers and are exempt from the border measures. In a new statement Monday afternoon, Nova Scotia Power spokeswoman Jacqueline Foster says there was some confusion about the app, but it is now confirmed there were no problems. Versant Power says 15 line workers and two mechanics left Bangor, Maine, for Canada early Monday morning without issue, and Central Maine Power reports more than a dozen two-person crews and 10 support workers crossed the border without incident at around 7 a.m. Monday. "We now know there were not any issues with Arrive Can," said Foster. "Our contractor crews have made their way over the border and we are grateful to have them as part of our restoration efforts here in Nova Scotia." The Canada Border Services Agency reported that it cleared 19 power trucks at the Third Bridge border crossing in St. Stephen, NB, just after 7 a.m. Monday. The CBSA said the average processing time was between 30 and 60 seconds per vehicle. The Arrive Can app has been fodder for heated political debates for months, and conservatives have repeatedly demanded that the government shut it down. During question period on Monday, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre cited the allegations that Arrive Can delayed power crews to demand that the app be scrapped ahead of schedule. He asked, "Will the Prime Minister suspend the Arrive Can app today, not Saturday, so that no more holdups happen at the border for those who are trying to help those in desperate need?" Trudeau said he can confirm that there were no delays at any border because of Arrive Can or otherwise. The utility company had said Sunday that crews were physically stuck at the border, but confirmed a few hours after question period on Monday that this had never been the case. Foster suggested the error was a result of confusion, after a concern arose Friday, before the storm actually hit, that crews from Maine might not be able to cross the border because of Arrive Can. No New Brunswick border crossings reported issues over the weekend. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 26, 2022. Mia Rabson, the Canadian Press.